Today's Shir Mishnah Yomis is Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Beis, and we're going to finish up Emir Tzoshem Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin in the second volume of the Dir Shir Mishnah Berurah and begin Kuf Tzadi Ches. And we're dealing still with the halachos of Zimun. And we start off at the very top with the Ramah. Ramah says a new din, connected obviously to yesterday's din, but a separate new din. And he writes, Hagah, Yesh Omim, there is an opinion that states, Sheinu Chayiv Levorach Midaraisa Im Lo Shosa. He talks in general about the chiyuv to bench, and he says that we know that we've talked many times already now that the chiyuv to bench midaraisa is if itil satiati v'yochalta v'savata, then uberachta. Others darshan v'yochalta v'savata is eating and drinking. And if you hold like that opinion, the Ramah says that a person has to both eat and drink in order to be chayiv to bench midaraisa, and this is assuming, however, v'hu toiv lishtos, that he's interested in drinking. And this he brings down the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei writes, the Sfirulu, according to this Mordechai, the Mad Dorish Rameya B'Gemara V'Yachalta Zu Achilo V'Savata Zu Shesiyo, that which I just mentioned, that the Drush and the Gemara is that V'Yachalta refers to eating, and the Savata doesn't refer to satiety alone, it refers to drinking. Hakavana Dim Shosol Yachar Achila, it's only when you drink after you eat, Oz Chayav Baruch, that's when the full Chi of Daraisa kicks in. V'Yimlav Eino Chayav Elik B'Dirabon, and otherwise you're only Chayav to bench on a Dirabon basis, like as we said many times, either Kezayis or according to some of Kibbeit, so we pass in Kezayis, then you have to go and bench, but that's only B'Dirabon. So too, according to this opinion, that the Mordechai brings down, based upon Rav Meir Shita and the Gemara, you only would be chayiv to bench on a derabbanan level if you didn't drink. Dear Shufut, number 26 brings down Ulamaisa. Im rotzel lavarach birchas amozim v'odeno tzomin, if a person wishes to bench and he's still thirsty, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that a person who's a yoreis devar Hashem, lo yavarach b'li lishtos, shouldn't go and bench without drinking first. Because in this situation, he's only mechuyiv to bench midirabbanan, and now he's going to drink after benching, he'll not be mechuyiv to bench midiraisa. And this is brought down as well in the Shon Halachos, that according to the Ramah that we just brought down over here, im yishta achar birchas amozim yischayiv lavarach achar in the Torah. You've only fulfilled benching midrabanan, and now you've created a chi of derais if you drink after benching. And this is, in fact, was the psak of the Chazonish. He says, Yesh li zor shlo yovad leikach. A person should be careful not to let this happen, to make sure that you drink, therefore, before you bench, in order to fulfill the benching midrais, according to this opinion. In the Ayelas HaShachar on the Torah, it brings down that this was, in fact, the opinion of the Chofetz Chaim himself. He would always drink at the end of every Suda in order to get around this controversy. He then continues and he writes, Misha ochel kizayis pas b'li sviya uberach. If somebody ate a kizayis of pas without being eating to satiety, and he benched afterwards, like you're supposed to, and then he eats further after the benching, he eats dessert, he has yirokos, and he now eats to satiety, so then this would seem to be the same situation, that now he's mechuyev to bench midaraisa, before he was only benching midarabban. So Rav Sternbuch Shlita brings down in the Tshuvos and Hagos that he writes, that he found in the Michtovei Torah, that the Sfasemis writes down to his son, Shahoel, the Gam Midaraisa, Yesh Rishus Levarach Kishina Soveya, since on a Daraisa level you're allowed to bench, even though you haven't eaten to satiety, albeit you may not be Mechuyiv to, so he says, no, Lahaloch Lamaisa says you were ready Yotzi, the benching in this situation, and you don't have to be concerned. However, according to the Bir Halacha that we brought down in Simon Kuf Pei Dalit, it says, Adayin Ishara Hashash, Mishchayiv Midaraisa. Not everybody would agree with this Sfasemis, and one should try not to get into this Suffolk, this controversy over here, if at all possible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavav writes, you have to want to drink. Dim eino toiv lishtos, because if a person doesn't want to drink, then everybody agrees. L'kuliyam o'chayv ben deraisa af b'li shesia. This din of yochalta v'savata doesn't mean you must drink. It means if you're thirsty to drink, then only when you drink are you chayv to bench deraisa, according to this opinion. But certainly if you're not thirsty to drink, you don't want to drink, so then you're obligated to bench, even without shesia. The Ramah continues and he writes, therefore, v'tov lizor l'chatchila, a person should therefore be careful l'chatchila, in miktsas and shasu, miktsas and lo shasu. If some people that were eating at the meal, you have a zimun of 3 or even of 10, and some people drank and some people did not drink, so he says, ideally, shiyavarach mi shishasu l'chatchila, one should be careful to choose the person who drank as well as ate, in order that he should be the leading the benching. Now, this is exactly the same din the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Zayin says that we learned in yesterday's shir. Rotz Lomar, the lefi psaka mechaber mikodem, the mechaber's psaka that we had in yesterday's shir that said, dim yesh mishe mechuyev bedovim midaraisa shiyodei levarach. If you have people that know how to bench and they were obligated midaraisa to bench, then you have people there that know how to bench and they were only obligated midarabanan, mitzvah shiyavarach hu lo tziachem. It would be preferable in that situation to have the people that were obligated on a daraisa basis go and be motzi the people that were only obligated on the Rabbanan basis. And we learned this yesterday in regards to people that ate the satiety versus people that did not eat the satiety. So he said, Tov lochush gam l'shita zu, shivarach mishishos achach ilaso So he says the same thing applies over here, that preferable to have the person that ate and drank be motzi the people that just ate. Unless, again, like we said yesterday, unless the people that were mechuyev medaraisa do not know how to bench, in that situation, then in that situation, the people that did not drink, i.e., they were only according to the shita mechuyev medarabanan, can certainly be motzi the people that are mechuyev medaraisa. As we also already brought down, as we learned in yesterday's shir regarding the difference between eating to satiety and not eating to satiety over there the same din. The Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable to have the person who both ate and drank bench l'chadchila. The afal pikein in mitzasot achlu l'sova v'lo shasu. So he says, what's the halacha in the following situation? Some people ate to satiti but didn't drink, and some people mitzasot lo achlu l'sova, they didn't eat to satiti, however they drank. So each of them has a mila in terms of, so to say, the din daraisa. So he brings that in this situation, mutov sheyavarchu osan she'achlu l'sova, that the people that ate to satiti, although they did not drink, are preferable to bench rather than the person that ate only a kizai, but drank, because the chayavim midaraisa ledas aposkim avshalo shosu. Because there are opinions that state, the majority opinion, in fact, that even if you didn't drink, you mechuyev to bench midaraisa, and it's only if das hamordechai b'shem urelas and mimitz das chidoyi. This daya that we brought down by the Ramah, in the name of the Mordechai, which really comes from the Rehazim Mimitz, so that's a das yochid. And therefore, in this situation, when you have the unfortunate situation, you can't be mekayim all of them, so that it'd be mekayim the din of the majority, which says that if you wait to satiety, you are mechuyev to bench midaraisa. Then he brings down Misha Yosavea Kodim Shachal. If somebody was already full, and he's sitting down to eat, unfortunately, not an uncommon occurrence that we're not hungry, and yet we eat. And this person ate V'ochal Achila Gasa. He ate a what's called an Achila Gasa. In other words, a eating that really wasn't for hunger. Shloyot Sarech Los Achila. He did not eat this food. But they brought out the Kiddush, so he sat down and ate, even though he just ate beforehand. Afop he came, nevertheless. Im nene grono me osu achila. If he did enjoy this eating, he wasn't so stuffed that he couldn't enjoy the eating. So he didn't enjoy the eating. He didn't need it, but he enjoyed it. So then, the halach is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mavarach alav lefonav le'achron. The person, in fact, does have to make a bracha rishona, and in fact does make a bracha achrona. And if it's benching, umotzi acherim, he has the ability to go be motzi other people with this benching. However, the person is so stuffed, but for whatever the reason, he can't resist eating, even though he doesn't really enjoy it. And he's now eating without getting any enjoyment, then if the person is so stuffed, and then he eats something, you don't make a bracha rishona, and you don't make a bracha achrona. Why? That's not called eating. That's called stuffing your face when you're not even hungry. And therefore, that doesn't have the halachic status of eating. And this is true. L'chol mitzvah shebetorah. This would be true, for example, somebody eating on Yom Kippur. He just had his suda mafsekes. He's stuffed to the gills. And the person is a rasha, and he wants to go and eat on Yom Kippur. But he's so full, he can't even enjoy it. So then, technically, he's not violating the issue of eating on Yom Kippur. A tzaddik, he's not. But he wouldn't get the full brunt of the punishment for eating on Yom Kippur in that situation, because that's not called eating. And these halachas that we learned out, Kamoshin is more of a simon tof I involve, simon tof reishud beis, that deals, as I just said, with Yom Kippur and other similar type halachos. The issue foot number 28 brings down Shekol HaOchlim. He brings down for Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Dalet. Shekol HaOchlim HaMashkim Shadam Ochel V'Shoshi L'Refuah. If a person eats or drinks something for medicinal purposes, so if it has a taste to it and your throat, so to say, gets pleasure from it, then you do make a bracha on it beginning and end. The only exception would be water, which if you are not thirsty and you're taking water to bring a pill down, to take a pill, so then you don't make a bracha rishon or achrona on the water. But if you're also enjoying the water, then you do make a bracha, and certainly if it's something that's flavored, you're having orange juice or something with your medication, so then you do make a bracha rishon, even though your whole purpose is to help swallow the pill. This concludes Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin. And now we begin Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches. Echod nichnas etzo shloshesh ochlu. If a person comes in and he joins people that are already about to bench. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Shlosha she'ochlu, you have three people eating together. And Behem Mevarchem, and they're starting the benching. V'nichnas echad, and now another person comes by just as they're starting the benching. Shelo achal, and he did not eat with them. So what should this person do when they start saying the bracha of Zimun? So im nichnas, if this third, fourth person comes in to join the other three that are already benching, kishom ha'mavarech, as the person who's leading the benching says, nevarech she'ochal mishalo, then the person who just joined the group should answer ona achrov. He should say to them, baruch u'mevorach shemo tomid li'olam v'ed. As we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not proper that he should just sit there and not praise Hashem as everybody is praising Hashem. The Mezame, the one who's leading the benching, said, let us all bless Hashem. Nevarach Shulchan Mishlo. Let us thank Hashem, bless Hashem, that we all ate together. So therefore, it's improper for this person not to say something. But he can't say, Baruch Shulchan Mishlo, like everybody else is going to respond, because he didn't eat with them, and that would be Sheker. So we should say instead, Baruch Umevorach, the source of all blessings is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He should be blessed. His name should be blessed. Tamid Li'olam Ve'ed, for all eternity. Now, that's when he comes in, when the person leading the Zimun already says, Nevarach Shulchan Mishlo. The Im Nichnas, if he comes in after that, so the Mezamin said, Nevarach Shulchan Mishlo, but he wasn't there, and now he walks in and he hears the people saying, V'im Nichnas Kishacherim Onim, Baruch Shulchan Mishlo. All the people are responding, Baruch Shulchan Mishlo Tvochayinu. So what should he do in that situation? He can't answer Baruch Shulchan Mishlo or Baruch Mvaruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vo'ed, because they didn't ask him to bench with them, so he doesn't have to respond, Baruch Mvaruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vo'ed. And he can't say Baruch Shulchan Mishalal because he didn't eat with them. So what should he say? O Nachrem, Amen. He just says Amen to their praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show that he's not excluding himself. He also wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph writes, Shelo Ochal, it also means the Im Shasa, Afilu Noit Starv, Yimam Kla, Yochal Amar Baruch Shulchan Mishalal, Bechulei. When he said he didn't eat, it meant he also didn't drink. Because if he drank, then he would be entitled to say Baruch Shulchan with them. He heard the leader of the benching say Nevarach Shulchan Mishlo, so he can say I drank, so I can also say Baruch Shulchan Mishlo Tvochayinu. He would be allowed to say that because drinking is like eating in this regard. The Shasiyah Bechlal Achilo. Drinking is included in eating, so he's not being Meshaker, and he doesn't want to be the only one not praising Hashem. So therefore, he can praise Hashem too in the regular fashion. However, Ba'asora, in regards to the 10 people there, and they're saying lenient, Haskoras Hashem, Sheyomar, Baruch, Alokeinu, Shulchan, Mishal, Vuchulei, can he say this? So then, Nishar, Prima Godim, Sofik. In this situation, the Prima Godim is left with a Sofik, Ayin Shom, as to what the person should do. Now, there are a number of interesting Dirshu footnotes, short Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number one brings down, V'chein Misha Achal Kvar Zimin, if the person ate and already benched on his own. So he brings down from a Risol Yaakov Fisher, Zatzal, that he was the head of the Edah Haredis, one of the leading poskim of the Beis Din of the Edah Haredis, and he brings down, Sha'onek Ki Echot Shelo Achal Klal. So he's allowed to answer in this situation, but he can't say Baruch Shulchan Mishlo, because he's already finished with that, so he answers, Baruch HaMavaruch Shemo Tamid Yolom Vo'ed, like one who hadn't eaten. Dishavut number two brings down, Vafilu Shosarak Maim, if he only drank water, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Yochol Anos Baruch Shulchan. This is based upon the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Dishavut number three brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shadavkin Ochol Kizayis Yerek, O Shosar Revius Mashke, Shinishai Baruch HaChrona, Yochol Anos Imam Baruch Shulchan Mishlo. Then this person ate something, it had to be at least a significant amount of Kizayis or Revius in order for him to be able to say Baruch Shulchan Mishlo. If he ate less than the Shir, then he should say Baruch Umevaruch Shemo Tamil Yolom Vo'ed. The issue for number four brings down. The king misha acha b'mokum echod. If somebody ate in one place, v'yata bol mokum acher shemizamnim sham. You ate in your room, wherever you are, your table, then you join a bunch of friends. Now they're now benching. So kashv shulchan aruch harav. The shulchan aruch harav says in this situation you can say baruch shulchan mishlo. You don't have to have eaten in that place, but you're not lying when you say you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that you ate. Similarly, the Kaf HaChaim writes down, Shimochal Kizayis Pas Liachah Shashlosha O Asor Kvar Notumay Machronim. If you started eating and you ate your Kizayis over here, after they already washed my Machronim, there's a lot of people there, it takes a little while to wash my Machronim, and you ate a Kizayis of something, so you can also say in that situation, Baruch Shochalnu, even though you wouldn't be allowed to be mitzdarif with them, because once they've washed my Machronim, they've shown that they've finished the meal. And if you haven't eaten at all with them, you can't be included in the Zimun in order to make the Zimun. But once they're already being Mezamin anyway, without you, it's not a sheker for you to say Baruch Shulchan Mishlo. The reasoning is Tamadover Mishum Shari Huchayev Lanos Lazimun, because you're always obligated to answer to the Zimun, as we brought down. It's not proper that you should sit there and do nothing, and therefore, since you wait, there's no sheker in saying Baruch Shulchan. However, he says, Im Ochal Pas V'Shom Zimun Ba'Yisacher. If you're in your house and you hear another house saying it, so Chaim Kanievsky says, in that situation, you don't have to answer because you're not eating with them, and you're not with them, so you're not even mechuyev to. It doesn't look like you're not praising Hashem because you're not with them. If you're eating in one room, kishachol pas b'cheder echad, v'shomei mezamnim b'oso bayis b'cheder achad, now you're in the same house, and you're in two different rooms, and you hear them. So the Eshel Avram brings down, you should say, Baruch u'mevaruch, shemo tamid li'olam v'ed. You're not eating with them, so you don't say Baruch shochalnu, because you're near enough by, and it's improper for you not to answer something, but since you didn't eat with them, you should answer the regular nusach that somebody who hasn't eaten says, Baruch u'mevaruch, shemo tamid li'olam v'ed. However, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal disagrees, and he writes, Shein Tzarech Lanus. He says you don't have to answer in this situation as well. The reasoning is because it doesn't look like you're not praising Hashem because you're not really eating with him. Finally, the issue footnote number 5 brings down how do we pass into the shaila that the prima gadim was left with the tzarachian when you're 10 people already saying Baruch Elokeinu. Can you say Elokeinu with them? So he brings down from the Eshel Avrami Bachach, Shebemakom Sofik, Yoma Baruch Elokeinu, Umavaruch Shemo, Tamili Olam Vo'ed. You say Hashem's name, but you don't say the Nusach of Shalchalnu, you say the Nusach like you didn't eat with them. And this is, in fact, the opinion as well of Gon Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher Zatzal. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, the aim in Aroi Shia Odom Eitzel Chabur Shemazminim Atzmon Litin Shevach Vodoy Elo Yisparach. It's improper for a person who's sitting in a group of people that are giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't say something. That's why Chazal instituted this Nusach over here, Baruch Baruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vued, if you didn't eat, and why you're allowed to say Baruch Shalchal Mishlo if you did eat or drink. When other people are answering, since the people have already started answering, you didn't hear it from the Mizami, but you heard it just from the people, so you can't answer to them because they didn't say, Nivarech, let us all bench and praise Hashem. You didn't hear this saying, let us all come and bench, so you can't go and say it. So what should you do in that situation? The Mechaber said, Onach Reim Amen, you just answer Amen. And this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a general principle. Kekala bracha sh'odom shomei mipi Yisrael. Whenever you hear bracha said over by Yid, an Erlich Yid, you know it's a true bracha, Tzorech Lanos Amen Achav. You always have to answer Amen after such a bracha. V'im shama achar kach mipi amazamein. If you then heard the person who was leading the benching, he then repeats it. Baruch shalchal mishlo tvo chayinu, kishuchaz av yama, baruch shalchal mishlo tvo chayinu, chule, Tzorech Lanos Odom Amen. You answer Amen to the respondents, and then when the mezamein goes and says it again, you answer Amen to him too. This is no different than any other bracha. If you're sitting at a table and somebody says a shako, you answer main. A second later, somebody else says a shako, you answer main to him as well. That's not a problem. Because of a taz, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the taz. Im nichnas achar shekvar hitzchal amavarech lo ma baruch shalchanu. If you enter the room after the person who's leading the benching says baruch shalchanu, then ain't tzorech lanos amen. Then you don't have to answer main. However, some disagree with this. So whether you heard the whole bracha or not, the question is, should you or should you not answer Amen? Now the Ramah says, Ramah says, this is true for all brachos. When you hear somebody making bracha, you have to go and answer Amen to it. The Chaber continues and he says, if there are 10 people, what should the person say? Omer, Baruch Elokeinu, Umavaruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vued, as we already brought down from the Mishnah Berurah from before, this is where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. So you're allowed to say Hashem's name in this situation, but since you didn't deal with them, you say the Nusach, Umavaruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vued. The Hu Adin, the Mechaber tells us, the same din applies, in Hayashom Kishigomu Milacho, V'lo Achalimoam. The same thing would be true if you are joining them after they've already started the benching, and you didn't eat with them. So too, you're allowed to answer after the mezamein as well as after the onim. We'll see in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah explains what the Mechaber is adding over here. So now we go to Sivkot and Hay. Mishnah Berurah says, "B'chol ha-brachos, you have to do this. Ben birchas ha-mitzvos, ben birchas ha-nen. This din that you always answer main is true whether it's a bracha on a mitzvah or whether it's a bracha on the person getting hanah from something. You always answer main to a person's bracha." Sivkot involved. Omer Baruch Elokeinu in this situation when there are 10 people. Hainu kishishama la-mavarech. You heard the mezamein saying, "Shama nevarech Elokeinu shochal mishalom." However, if you only heard the people answering, Baruch Elokeinu shochal mishalom, so Omer Rak Amen Bavad. Then, like we said before, you just answer Amen. Canal, as we already explained. If this was a Sheva Brachos, so then the person answers the special Nusach, Baruch Elokeinu, Umavaruch Shmo Tumid Yolam Vued, but then he adds, Shasimcha Bimono, because it's a Sheva Brachos, so you add the extra words, Shasimcha Bimono. Finally, we conclude this simon with Sivkot and Zayin, the Achar Onim. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber's language over here, it was a little bit unclear. And he says, Rosalom, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Av Sha'oma Mitchilo in Hamisubim Baruch Umavaruch Vuchule, you were there when the guy who was leading the benching started to say, Rabbi, sign of a rech, and he said, "Nevarach Elokeinu Shochal Mishalo." So you're saying in that situation, "Nevarach Elokeinu Mevarach Shmo Tumid Yolam Vued." Nevertheless, Tzorech Lanos Besof Amen Gam Kein Achar Haonim. You should also answer Amen to the respondents, not only to the person who led the Zimun. This concludes Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches and today's Shir.